You're listening to All Things Considered on National Public Radio. I'm Heidi Holton. Coming up in our next hour, it's the news from Canada as it happens. In September, President Trump issued an executive order that leaves resettling of refugees up to local governments. Minnesota's made national news this week concerning this local vote in Beltrami County. Many Minnesota counties are not currently discussing refugee resettlement. St. Louis County has tabled their conversation until May. Others have voted yes, like Kandi Ohi, Hennepin, Ottertail, Clay, and other counties in southern Minnesota. If a county does not take action by the time the order takes effect in June, they will have effectively voted no. Beltrami County, though, is the first and only so far to vote no on refugee resettlement. People are using this term refugee and immigrant interchangeably, and rumors about numbers of refugees and where they're coming from have been swirling in local communities and on social media. That's why we wanted to talk with MinnPost data reporter Greta Call. Her latest article includes information about numbers of refugees, where they've come from, and where they are resettling. Greta, thanks for being back with us on KEXE.
Thanks for having me on, Heidi.
Well, let's be clear. I want to make sure I know this, too. Let's be clear about what we mean by a refugee. Is it correct to say that it's a person who is displaced from their country and cannot get back safely?
So it's a technical legal status that the United States government grants to certain people from countries, generally because their country is unsafe for reasons that can be that they're religiously persecuted or there could be a war there and things like that.
And an immigrant, on the other hand, is simply someone who comes from another country, may not fear safety.
Yep.
Okay. So let's move on to these votes in the counties. What did you find out about the counties in Minnesota and what they are doing?
Yes. Under this executive order, this puts it up to local governments whether to decide if they're going to allow refugees to primarily resettle there. So that means when they first come to the United States. I think it's important to note that refugees can move around after they first land in the United States. But basically, it puts it up to Minnesota counties to decide. They have to opt in if they want to allow refugees to come in. If they don't vote by June, they will have effectively voted no under this executive order. And so just because of all this news and because of the news that Beltrami County had become the first county in Minnesota to vote no and is believed to be one of the first in the U.S. to vote no, I thought it would be interesting to look at how many refugees different counties in Minnesota actually take in. And so I got some data from the Minnesota Department of Health that looks specifically at the number of refugees by country of origin and by Minnesota County. It's important to note that it also includes people who aren't technically refugees but are under a couple statuses like victims of sex trafficking or people from Cuba. So those are in the numbers too, but those are much smaller than the number of refugees. What I found is that there are 44 counties in Minnesota that have taken in refugees in the last decade and 43 counties that have not. So that was an interesting thing kind of in light of counties making these decisions, because there are many counties that will probably be voting on this that haven't had any refugees in the last decade come to their county, including Beltrami County.
And can you explain again where you're finding your information?
Yeah, so this data comes from the Minnesota Department of Health. I talked to somebody there who said that they get the data from the federal government and they keep it for health purposes. So they're doing some screening programs on people coming to this country health-wise.
So what did you find? What counties have the most refugees?
Yeah, so when you look at it on a per capita basis, so adjusting for how big the counties are, the county that by far and away has the most refugees coming, arriving to their county is Ramsey County. So that's St. Paul and the surrounding area. They had 190 refugees in the last decade per 10,000 residents. That was more than twice as much as the next closest county, which was Stearns County, which had 90 refugees per 10,000 residents in the last decade.
And what have you been seeing in the more recent years about the numbers? I think some of the what we're hearing, too, is that there's more and more refugees coming, and that's part of the reason why people have been getting out to these meetings in Beltrami County and St. Louis County as well.
So that is not actually accurate. We've seen in the last couple years, there's been a pretty stark decrease in the number of refugees coming to Minnesota, and that mirrors national trends. In 2016, Minnesota had more than 3,000 refugees come. In 2017, that dropped to about 1,100, and in 2018, it dropped to around 800. That's largely because of policies under the Trump administration in 2017. Many people remember there was an entry ban on people from places like Somalia, where Minnesota was getting a lot of its refugees, and that factored into some of that drop. In subsequent years, the federal government has the capability to set a ceiling on the number of refugees coming into the country, and that number has been set lower than it had been historically. So we have fewer people coming into the U.S. in the first place with refugee status, and subsequently fewer people coming into Minnesota with refugee status.
A lot of people, I think, assume that most refugees are coming from Somalia, but there have been changes. Where did you actually find that most people are coming from?
Yeah, so in the last 3 years, kind of coinciding with those changes in the refugee program, we've seen a major decline in the number of refugees coming from Somalia. In 2016, we had about 1,400 arrivals from Somalia, and as I just said, a lot more refugees coming overall. The number of refugees overall has dropped in 2017 and 2018, and we actually had only 75 arrivals from Somalia in 2018. And people from Burma, so that's people who tend to be from religious and ethnic minority groups that are persecuted in Burma. In Minnesota, we have a lot of people who are Karen, and that population has come here as refugees, have surpassed the Somali refugee population coming here in 2018.
Beltrami County is the only county in Minnesota to vote no so far. Is there a refugee population there? Is it likely from what you found in your numbers?
So my data just looks at people who are first arriving in Minnesota, and from that data, we know that there haven't been any arrivals to Beltrami County in at least 10 years through the refugee program. That doesn't mean that there aren't people who are refugees living in Beltrami County, because people can move once they arrive in the United States, but it looks like from the last 10 years, there are probably very few refugees.
That's Greta Call, the data reporter at MinnPost. They are an independent, nonprofit, nonpartisan online newspaper for the state of Minnesota. You can find her article at MinnPost.com. In that article, she's got lots of charts and information about refugee numbers in Minnesota over time, as well as which counties have voted or will be voting on refugee resettlement in Minnesota. You can catch our conversations with Beltrami County Commissioner Reed Olson, as well as Marshall Helmberger, editor at the Timberjay, who covered the St. Louis County refugee resettlement tabling of the vote. You can catch that at our website, KAXE.org. I'm Heidi Holton. It's Volunteer Appreciation Day at KAXE KBXE, creating great programming like On the River. You'll hear it tonight at 7 o'clock. We are thanking all our volunteers today, and we thank you for listening and for supporting an independent National Public Radio affiliate, KAXE KBXE. Become a member now at KAXE.org.